In this bulletin, Victoria eases some of its coronavirus restrictions, some loosening of restrictions, but no end to the COVID-19 lockdown in Britain. And in sport, the Adelaide Crows tipped to get a big fine for breaching coronavirus training protocols. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Guyatt. Victoria has announced an easing of some of the coronavirus restrictions and signalled a return to face-to-face classroom teaching before the end of the school term. Premier Daniel Andrews says from Wednesday, people will be able to have up to 5 guests in their homes. He's encouraging people who are working from home to keep doing so until the end of May. Mr. Andrews says it's likely on-campus teaching will be able to recommence in the coming weeks.
We now believe that a gradual, staged return to face-to-face learning is safe, cautious, and appropriate given the testing we've done and the circumstances we face. Today's not the day to announce the details of that. I don't want to make announcements and then not be able to answer all the questions that you rightly will put to me, but that'll be done soon, and we'll give parents lots of notice. That's exactly what they have asked for.
The federal government is defending its handling of the economy after the release of a gloomy economic forecast. Deloitte Access Economics is predicting a $142 billion budget deficit. It's advising the government against trying to hastily repair the budget by raising taxes or cutting spending because it would further damage the economy. Government MP Dave Sharma has told Sky News Australia is still well placed compared to most other countries.
These figures are large, but if you look around the world, I mean, unemployment in the US hit 15% on Friday. The Treasury Secretary is saying it's more likely to be closer to 25%. In Australia, we expect unemployment to reach about 10% in the quarter. But some of the economic signs that we're seeing, even just as of today, are encouraging. I think consumer spending's only down about 7% year on year last week, for instance. I think it shows you that the measures we've taken have had the impact that they're intended to have and will come out of this stronger as a result.
Britain's coronavirus lockdown will remain in place despite an easing of some measures. A 5-level alert system will be introduced, enabling the government to flag risks in different parts of the country and decrease or increase restrictions when necessary. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says authorities can't risk a second spike in infection numbers by ending the lockdown.
I know, you know, that it would be madness now to throw away that achievement by allowing a second spike. This is not the time simply to end the lockdown this week. Instead, we're taking the first careful steps to modify our measures.
The Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, is in self-isolation after one of his staff tested positive for the coronavirus. Mr. Pence has repeatedly tested negative, but is voluntarily keeping his distance from other people, in line with advice from the US Centers for Disease Control. In sport, the Adelaide Crows are facing a large fine for breaches of league training protocols. Crows players stationed at a training camp in the Barossa Valley took part in group training exercises last week, for which they were cautioned by police. The club's coach and chief executive stressed that it was an honest mistake, but the club has accepted responsibility. It's thought the AFL will use the Crows situation to send a message to all clubs and players about proper protocols during the pandemic. The league is tipped to finalise this week its plan to resume play. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny and 23 degrees. Adelaide, much the same, 18. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 17. Hobart, 16 degrees and cloudy. Canberra, a sunny day and 15. Wollongong, sunny and 19. Much the same in Sydney, 19 degrees. Newcastle, sunny, a top of 20. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 24 degrees. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, similar and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.